Welcome to thegodshow.us daily, the only philosophy arena where 15 ancient traditions enter, and zero of them leave without some serious explaining to do.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been more devoted to the relationship's survival than to the person inside it, what have I been saving? Which could mean, what is the difference between love and maintenance? Or, can you be faithful to a structure while betraying the human inside it? Or simply, what did I actually want? Them, or proof that I don't quit? The question isn't what went wrong, it's what you were gripping. So most traditions here land on the same basic answer, you saved a container, but their reasons for why that happens are genuinely different. And that's where it gets interesting. Islam says you were protecting proof that you are not someone who fails. Existentialism says you were hiding inside the relationship's paperwork so you'd never have to make a raw, undefended choice about this specific person on a specific Tuesday. Those are not the same problem. One is about ego, one is about dread. Buddhism cuts even sharper. Craving mistakes, its grip for love, and the hands cupped so long around nothing forget how to open. That's a different diagnosis than shame. That's just the mechanics of attachment.
The one that got me was Judaism. The ark is beautiful, the acacia and gold, and you kept carrying it even after you knew the tablets inside had shattered. And the rabbi's point is that Moses broke the tablets because the people were worshiping the form after the living voice had already passed through. So the question becomes, who were you being faithful to? The covenant or your own terror of its ending? That's not a soft question. That's a full stop.
Christianity frames it as the priest walking past the wounded man, not from cruelty, but from devotion to the temple's continued functioning. You kept the form breathing while the actual person stood on the road, unmet, bleeding, waiting for someone to cross over and look at their face in the particular light of that particular afternoon. Hinduism says the same thing differently. You were sweeping the temple floor at midnight, counting marigolds, and the Atman in the innermost chamber went unseen. The Gita doesn't say, protect the chariot. It says, see who's riding inside it. Taoism goes quieter. A thing preserved from all contact is not alive. It's a jar with a sealed lid. Whatever was breathing in there stopped some time ago.
Stoicism strips it down most efficiently. Your one task was to love someone specific, their particular silence before they speak, the way they carry worry in their shoulders. You spent it on the architecture instead. And then quietly, almost as a side note, unseen people leave, or they stay and become strangers, which is the quieter loss. That second option is the one nobody talks about, staying and becoming strangers. That's the one people spend years not naming. The pop culture oracle, for once, actually nails the image. The dog sitting in the burning room saying, this is fine. You saved the address, the proof you stayed. The relationship survived, but you just weren't in it.
Where traditions actually split is on what to do with this realization. Vedanta says, before you mourn, find the witness, the one who noticed the difference between the structure and the person. That witness was never trapped in the structure and never needed rescue. It's almost consoling if you trust it. Absurdism goes the opposite direction. Yes, you loved something wrong, but that devotion was real. Your actual hands, your actual Thursday evenings. And the question now is whether you can turn right now, this late, toward the living person who was always there and say, I see you, and let that be enough to start. Zen just says, the relationship survived, look at it. No resolution offered. Zen is not here to comfort you. Zen is here to make you sit with the full weight of what you already know. The answer these traditions keep circling is, you saved yourself from a verdict. But a few of them, absurdism, Vedanta, Ivan, Stoicism, suggest the person is still there. The question of the day tomorrow will be different. Come find it at thegodshow.us.
Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DeYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual show. If it's landing for you, subscribe wherever you get podcasts and tell one person who is currently polishing a very clean jar. 15 traditions walked into a burning house today, and only one of them said look at it, and that one was Zen. So no, you don't get a map, just the smoke. Come back tomorrow. We'll have a new question, a new argument, and at least one tradition that will say something you didn't expect. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.